Flush, written by Sky Curtis, narrated by Rebecca Jenkins. Dedication for my family. Chapter 1. I leaned over the bathroom sink to get a better look. The sharp edge of the vanity pressed into my hips as I stood up on tiptoe. But the nearer I got to the mirror, the fuzzier my face became. I put on my glasses and looked again. I squinted. I moved my head back to see more clearly. Didn't help. So then I cocked it forward. That didn't help either. I moved my head back and forth, trying not to see what I was seeing. As I stood in front of the bathroom mirror, I felt like a demented pigeon pecking at tiny morsels of reality. I saw what I saw. The evidence was there. Last night, when I'd brushed my teeth, I'd had a fleeting awareness of something not quite right with my upper lip. Something was stuck on it. Surely that was all. A speck of food, perhaps. I flubbed it off, reassuring myself it was probably a tiny ink mark from chewing my pen at work, or perhaps a random shred of the dental floss I'd used after my dinner of stringy chicken. But I knew, as I slipped into dreamland last night, that I had purposefully not seen what was clearly there. And now, in the light of early morning, when I bobbed my head closer to the mirror and peered at my mouth, I wrestled with my eyes and confronted the truth. I could clearly see a series of little lines, like small railway tracks marking the journey of my life, emanating from the upper edge of my top lip to somewhere under the downy mustache that I periodically waxed. My mouth was a train wreck. I, Robin McFarland, at the age of 55, took a long intake of breath and faced the facts. Fuzzy cheeks, poor eyesight, and now train tracks. I was getting old. The proof was everywhere. I took a step back from the vanity, what a misnomer that was, and stood in front of the full-length mirror behind the bathroom door. I gawked at myself in disbelief. How had this happened to me? Inside this mass of flesh, I felt exactly the same way as I had when I was 20. The voice inside my head, yattering away, was the same voice I'd listened to all my life. I had heard about a book on the subject of aging with a funny title about necks disappearing, and now it had happened to me. And no, it wasn't funny. Somewhere in the last decade, I had completely lost my neck. I wasn't quite sure where it had gone, but it was no longer connecting my head to my shoulders. In its place was an odd structure that looked like layered folds of meringue. Attached to this sagging mélange were overripe papayas where my upper arms used to be. I twisted my body to look at my back, only to discover that splotches of chocolate had been splattered over it willy-nilly. A dermatologist's delight. I had become a parody of an exotic dessert. Turning back around, my eyes reluctantly traveled from the neck meringue thingy, or whatever it was, downwards. My breasts, those very same breasts that had fascinated my first boyfriend at the age of 14 for hours, were now like two fried eggs that had slid to the edge of the frying pan and landed somewhere in the middle of my body. My stomach looked like three large scoops of maple walnut ice cream with the nuts puckering through my skin. Each one of my thighs appeared to be a waffle cone, holding up the ice cream, narrowing down to my pudgy knees that were creased with dimples, and giving the effect that they were somehow smiling at me. I was being mocked by my knees, because not only was I old, I was fat. But just how fat? I hadn't weighed myself in years. I nudged the scale with my big toe from the dusty corner of the bathroom into the square of light streaming through the window onto the tiles. I had to use my foot because...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?